Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
¡Come on!
Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Bernadette Joy. Bernadette, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Let's do this. Bernadette is the CEO at Crush Your Money Goals. She paid off over $300,000 of debt in 3 years. I'm excited to have you on. Bernadette, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. I am Bernadette Joy. I am the founder at Crush Your Money Goals, and I started this company a couple years ago based off of my own personal story. Started out with my student loans, wanting to get rid of those, and paid off $72,000 of student loans in a year, and then proceeded to think about what it would be like to be completely debt-free, including our home. And in 2019, my husband and I paid off our house and have been sharing our journey along the way and helping other women and people of color to understand what it's like to live a debt-free life through my financial education and media classes. And it has been an absolute blast.
Nice. Well, I mean, congratulations on that's obviously an amazing and impressive thing to be able to do. And I imagine it's a, do you describe it as having peace of mind being debt free?
Yeah, no, one of the things that I did not anticipate when we paid off our home in 2019 was what it would be like to not have a mortgage in 2020 come a global pandemic. And so one of the great blessings that has come with debt free is that I went full time into my business.
Yeah, I imagine that being able to do that is such a powerful thing. So you make the decision that you want to get out of your student loan debt. How did you sort of structure that? Was it, okay, we're just going to do this? Walk me through that process, please.
Yeah, I would love to say that there was a very clear-cut decision-making process when I first started, but it really started me crying on my office floor when I was 10 weeks away from graduation, and I decided to take a look at what my student loan situation was and was completely shocked by it, which you would think, you know, I was going to get an MBA, that I would have had a better grasp about it, but I really did not fully understand what I had signed up for when I looked at the total loan amount. And it was heartbreaking, to say the least. And so I spent some time crying about it. And after I got the tears out, I went over to my husband and I said, I don't want to carry these, you know, forever. I want to figure out how to pay them off. And interestingly, my husband said, you know, what's the big deal? Everyone we know has some sort of debt. You got an MBA. It's going to help you in your career. Like, don't stress out about it. But something inside me told me that, you know, life doesn't have to be that way. And I didn't want to be like everybody else. And so the plan originally, like most people, was, you know, pay it off over 10 years and hope that you can pay it off earlier. But we decided that we're going to try to pay it off in 2 years. And that came from, you know, what would be reasonable for us. And I know $72,000 in 2 years doesn't sound reasonable, but we decided to at least give it a try. And the way that I came up with the 2 years was simply reverse engineering what that dollar amount could be like and figuring out an amount that felt like was at least doable. So $72,000 a year, that was $36,000 over each year. That was about $3,000 per month. That was about $750 per week. And that's where I started to have the light bulbs go off to say, is it possible for me to figure out how to make or save at least $100 or so a day and put that towards my student loans? And that's where I started.
I think that's incredible right there. It's $100 a day. Can I do that? Can I figure out how to cut back on spending, earn additional money. So I definitely want to dig into that. And I think all of it's incredible. It's having this conversation with your husband. You say, you know, hey, it's not that big of a deal. You made an investment in yourself. Everybody's got student loans, and you let that sink in. You say, you know what? Just because everybody's jumping off a bridge doesn't mean I'm going to jump off a bridge too, like my parents used to
Exactly.
say to me. So was that really kind of the starting point for you? It's like you draw your line in the sand. You say, no, we're gonna I and then we're making a decision to not live like everybody else.
Yeah, you know, in hindsight, as I've talked to at this point thousands of people about debt and particularly about student loans and you know, how do you tackle such a big amount, is that I learned that a lot of people are afraid, like you said, to put that hard line in the sand because they're afraid they're going to fail. If they say it out loud or they make that decision, they don't stick to it because they don't want to put out a goal that's too big that they might not actually accomplish. And in my mind, the worst case scenario was even if I'm half wrong and we only pay $36,000 in 2 years, that's still better than the alternative of what everyone else was doing. So I said, why not give it a shot? And interestingly, we built a lot of momentum, and I'm sure we can talk a little bit about the details of it, but we ended up paying off all $72,000 in less than a year.
Nice. Okay. So this is really, it sounds like it's a story of commitment, right? So people are reticent to say, yes, this is what we're going to do because they might not hit it. But to your point, it's like, what's the downside? You know, if it takes a little longer than you expect, you're still really positioning yourself for long-term success by doing what you can in the short term.
Yes. And that, you know, that's what I teach a lot in my programs is to actually put those big dreamy goals out there. And that's why it's called crush your money goals, is that the first step is just saying it out loud and at least, you know, giving your we're still going to be in the same spot that we were before. At least we have the opportunity to be, you know, farther along on the journey.
Yeah, I love the name of it, by the way. I love the word crush, and I think that you probably I because I'm a bit of an aggressive person, so I think that well, do you think that that's sort of an essential thing is to set the goal and then to be aggressive towards it?
So if you like the word crush, and you'll like even better that it's an acronym, and that's actually what my whole company is based on, is these 5 steps that I walk people through on how to crush any money goal. And so the letter C in crush stands for cultivating a positive mindset around money. And I'm sure a lot of people have kind of negative feelings towards money, not even just debt, but
For
just, you
sure.
know, managing money in general. And what I teach people to your point is, if you are continuously feeling negative about something, you're not going to want to do it. So how can you shift your mindset to feel really positive and excited and energized by it? And one of the ways that you do that is the R in crush, which is reverse engineering your goal. And that's exactly how I came up with the $100 a day, right? Is how do you take this large, you know, very daunting goal of $72,000, and how do you break it down further enough that you actually feel you can take action? So instead of thinking $72,000 in a couple of years, thinking $100 per day made me feel a lot more jazzed about accomplishing that goal.
Yeah, for sure. What about you?
The letter U. I thought you were asking about that. So the letter U is using your resources efficiently. And what I mean by that is a lot of people focus just on the money part, but I also ask people to balance out time and energy. So, for example, a lot of other debt-free experts will say, well, go take 3 jobs and, you know, work your butt off to pay off the debt. But if you've got kids, if you've got a demanding job already, if you've got other things going on in your life that you have to take care of, you gotta also balance out what makes sense for you from an energy and a time standpoint. And what I, you know, a perfect example is that a lot of my clients, they'll go out and like drive, you know, drive Amazon or Uber Eats or something like that. And what I ask them to do instead is there something else that you can do that's going to make you more money and not take up as much time and energy so that you still can live your life.
Right.
So I have a client as an example who recently, yeah, she decided to do, Amazon runs, and makes $15 an hour. Not bad, right? But when I talked to her more about it, I said, "You're naturally an HR person. Do you know how much people pay to get someone to help their resume? People pay $400 for a resume, and you don't have to hop in a van and deliver packages." And so getting people to shift their mindset around using their time and energy more efficiently to make more money is a big component.
Yeah, well, I think that's such an important thing is to be number one aware of it, be mindful, and then to be intentional with how we're using our resources. And I just don't think that enough people are having those conversations. So I definitely appreciate that. Let's just keep going. What's the S?
The S is my favorite part. This is probably what sets me apart from a lot of other, debt-free experts is S stands for spend on what matters to you. And I don't like the beans and rice approach of like cut everything out in your life until you're debt-free. For some people that I know, a lot of my clients have, well over six figures of debt. To sustain cutting everything out for that long, I found is really hard to do. And so instead, I ask people to focus on what are some things that you can actually keep in your budget that's going to make this a little less miserable. And so, perfect example, last year when the pandemic started, a lot of my debt crushing community, they started panicking, of course, reasonably so, for the pandemic coming. And they said, maybe I shouldn't, pay off debt. Maybe I should just, kind of hunker down on, how things were before. And I encouraged all of them, let's keep going on the debt crushing journey unless your situation has materially changed. But let's put something into your budget that's going to, make this feel again a little less miserable. So some of my debt crushers, they bought themselves a coffee machine instead of, going out and getting the coffee. One of my debt crushers, planned a movie night every week for her children, because we didn't know how long the pandemic was going to be. And so actually encouraging people to spend on something that they are excited about instead of cutting everything out makes them feel more excited to stay on the journey versus feeling like they can't have any fun.
Yeah, I think that that's awesome. And it's got to be sustainable and it's got to fit into life, right? If it's just, I've taken this vow of poverty and now I'm just hand to mouth for the next 3 years, that's probably not going to work. So I appreciate that. And what about the last one, the H?
The H is, you'll probably appreciate this one. It stands for hustle, hustle, hustle. And it's not necessarily, again, working to the bone. It's finding multiple ways, so that you're not relying on any particular one income. And this was personally inspired by the fact that I was in corporate HR for 10 years. And my first job out of college was, as an HR person in New York City, in financial services in 2008. And so that experience changed my life, where I was a 20-something-year-old flying around in different offices all over the country telling people they didn't have a job anymore because of the recession. And that always planted a seed in my head that I'm never going to rely on just one income source. I'm going to have a couple of ways that I can make money, so that I don't ever have to fear, any one of those things falling off, right? So I look at hustle, hustle, hustle as, is do you have opportunities to make money in different ways, not just your regular 9-to-5 job?
I love it. Talk about something that's not sustainable, Bernadette. You gotta go fly around and fire people.
And
Like, holy cow.
oh my gosh, yeah. And I was like 23 at the time, and I really didn't have a grasp of, the gravity of it back then. And now I look back on it and I'm like, wow, that was probably one of the hardest things I've had to do. And the fact that it came so early in my career, I think was a blessing in disguise, in the sense of it gave me kind of a future view of what it could be like if I didn't change my mindset back then.
Yeah, no kidding. Extremely valuable. Well, I love it. I love Crush. I love the acronym. I love how it sounds like a really integrated approach to helping people, from my perspective, do probably the most important thing that they'll ever do financially. So thank you so much for your work. I love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, Bernadette, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I thought that this would be a really easy tip for anyone. It's called my dollar rule, and it's pretty simple. I don't like people feeling guilty about spending, and so instead of cutting everything out, consider using the dollar rule. And so let me give you an example. I personally love to buy things like clothes and shoes and furniture and things that most other debt-free experts say are a waste of money. But if you implement the dollar rule where you think, am I going to use this enough where it's going to equate to a dollar per use? So for example, if you see a great dress and you're saying, okay, well, it's $22. Will I wear it 22 times? If it passes the dollar rule, go ahead and buy it. But if it doesn't, you can find something else that will pass the rule.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
I love it. Well, Bernadette, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Sure. You can find more about my masterclasses. I have several masterminds coming up in the next couple of weeks, and it's at crushyourmoneygoals.com, or you can follow me on all social media at Bernadette Joy, and spelled with the word debt in it.
Love it. Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Bernadette your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to crushyourmoneygoals.com and then find Bernadette on social media. So is it Bernadebt?
Yep, Bernadette Joy.
Love it. Well, thanks again, Bernadette.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.